But let's call this thing to order at 6:08. Before we get too far along, we got some new faces in the crowd that I'd like to take just a minute and go around the table and introduce yourself by name and if you're affiliated officially with something that you want to publicly say. You may not, I don't know. And then if you'll just tell us where you're from, the general region. Mike, to start us off.
Mike Leggins, president of Brown County Regional Sewer District.
Richard Hall, member of the Brown County Regional Sewer District Board.
Kevin Packery, president of the REC.
Gary Hewitt, president of the County Council.
Tanya Lattimore, president of Nothing But Own Brownies.
Tim Swanson, I live on North Shore Avenue.
Steve Langman, I live on North Shore, Lake Lemon.
Tom Deal, I live on Lake Lemon.
Todd Trinkle, Lock Mueller Group consultant for Helmsburg RSD.
Brian Webb, president of Helmsburg RSD.
Sandy Higgins, secretary of Helmsburg RSD, and I am Jackson Township trustee, and we never called it an avenue. I lived on South Shore for years. Never thought about it as an avenue. Okay.
Kyle Myers, vice president, Helmsburg Regional Sewer District.
Jerry Pittman in the back, president of the commissioner's office. Tim Kapp, Brown County Council.
Tim Clark.
Vicki Perry, State Director, Rural Community Assistance Program.
Kevin Allen, Senior Designer, Beam Longest Neff.
Brian Mullock, Beam Longest Neff, consultant for Brown County Sewer District.
And Clint Studebaker, BCRSD. And in the back, I see at least a couple of people.
Erica Bryanton, I have six properties that are current users of the Helmsburg Sewer District.
And in the corner.
That's my help.
Your driver?
My assistant.
Good. Welcome. This has been a series of monthly meetings that we've held between the two boards that date back at least a year ago. And we've met every month. We've had working meetings. We've had a whole series of discussions throughout the last year of pulling together this joint project between Brown County RSD and Helmsburg RSD, where we're seeking to build the corridor collection project, which essentially runs from Woodland Lake to Lake Lemon and into Monroe County. And Helmsburg RSD, sitting right in the middle of all that, has a wastewater treatment plant that they're seeking to expand to accommodate their flow as well as all of our flows coming into it. We're very close to a submittal of preliminary engineering reports that I'll just refer to as PERs going forward, shorter. The PER that we are going to submit is for a collection system that's in the order of 700 plus or minus homeowners in that district between Woodland and Lake Lemon. And Helmsburg is seeking to build a treatment plant that will handle that flow plus their own. The submittal date that we've been all targeted working for is April the 1st, Saturday. I just had a conversation this afternoon with the chief engineer at SRF to be sure that I wasn't missing something, that all of a sudden it was going to be March 28th that it was due, or maybe June 1st, or something other than April 1, and whether there was any grace period associated with that submittal. The answer came back what we expected it to, that April 1 is our deadline. If we miss the April 1 submittal date, we're into a next cycle, not this current cycle. So we're seeking to get in front of SRF on time, hopefully have a high rating, and begin the process of negotiations with them regarding their funding, what they'll contribute, funding from rural development, funding from the State Water Infrastructure Fund, funding from some of the federal infrastructure funds, a series of pools of money that have been dedicated toward the idea of infrastructure service across the country. So that's where we're at. With regard to how Brown County RSD is doing with getting ready for that submittal. I'm going to ask Brian to just fill us in for a minute.
Can I interrupt just briefly? Sorry. Let's be clear that everybody understands there's three PERs. So the Helmsburg Regional Sewer District has a PER that's focused on either replacing or renovating its current wastewater treatment plant for its customer base only.
We'll cover that when we get to our part. Why don't you guys
go ahead and cover that? There's a second PER that you've worked hard on recently that runs in conjunction with our PER to have a wastewater treatment plant at the Helmsburg location sufficient in size to support the collection systems going east and west. Is everybody clear on that?
Right.
Our PER is pretty close to being ready to submit. Emailed out a newer version earlier today to the board members, kind of asking for their comments. If there's no comments, we might make a few edits and turn it in, but if there are comments, we'll get those addressed this week and be ready for the submittal. So.
And to clarify that, the it is April 1, that's Saturday, and that is one thing I wanted to make certain I understood with Camille, SRF engineering director today. That can we still submit on Saturday, even though business closes on Friday at 5 o'clock? And the answer was yes, we can. As long as we have an email submittal to them by close of normal business hours on Saturday, that we hit the deadline. So it gives us a little bit of cushion in terms of that final submittal if some last printing error occurs or whatever it might be, that it isn't drop dead at Friday night. But it is Saturday afternoon.
But are you speaking to just Brown County Regional Sewer District being able to meet the April 1st deadline?
That's all I'm talking about right now.
Yes, so our board will provide some input, ask final questions of VLN this week, be prepared to approve the final PER no later than Friday. We will vote to approve it by consent,
right,
and we'll submit.
Well, but then that leaves Helmsburg with two PERs that have to be submitted by April 1st, correct?
And so let's turn it to HRSD.
We have both of Helmsburg RSD's PERs completed in draft form and have, in effect, been delivered this evening, as well as their asset management plan. So it's our goal that either tomorrow or Thursday, Helmsburg RSD will make their electronic submittals to SRF.
Can you explain the distinction? You had mentioned that there was on the Brown County 600 units on the collection system. And I'm just going to refer to it as a 13-mile span.
Okay.
And approximately 900 units on the collection system.
Seven.
Is it seven? So Brown County has 600 units.
700.
700 are
and then how many does Helmsburg have on the collection side?
Right now we have 64, but we're looking to add 8 more with this product.
Okay, so they have, do the math, probably 90% of the collection, but you guys are running two PERs. Can you speak to me what's the distinction between the two PERs are, so that I've got a better understanding of why we did two PERs?
So we did one initial PER, basically looking at if, for whatever reason, funding-wise or anything, if the infrastructure from BCRSD doesn't happen, we, at a minimum, have to have a new plant to continue operating our current customers. So we had asked Lockmiller Group, who said, okay, if something happens and we have to at least just have a new treatment plant.
So worst-case scenario.
Worst-case scenario, right, to keep operating,
right,
what do we got to do?
Right. Okay.
So they've put together that PER for us. And then we said, okay, now looking at the bigger picture of,
right,
doing the corridor project with BCRSD, bringing them on as...
Be able to service that
plus our, right, existing customers.
Right.
What is that going to do? So our plan is we're submitting both PERs to the funding agencies, basically saying this is an either-or. At a minimum, I gotta have a new plant, so that's what this PER is. If for some reason it doesn't work out with, BCRSD on the funding side of things. But we want things that continue forward with BCRSD, bringing them on as, you know, and be able to treat their flow. So this is the standalone project to be able to accommodate all of those flows as well as the second PER.
So when we approve our PER and submit it electronically to the appropriate people, does the PER become a public document at that time?
Yes.
I think so.
Because it will be our intention, we will vote as a group to approve to send our final PER to Helmsburg Regional Sewer District. In return, I'd like to see their final version.
Yeah, anything, once it's in the funder's hands, it's a public document.
All right, so I'm not making an unreasonable request to ask Helmsburg to send their two PERs to us.
That's up to you to decide.
Well, no, I'm going to make the request. I'm asking if, in your opinion, it's unreasonable.
I don't think it's.
And you're saying it's a public document, so it's not.
It will be a public document. Yeah.
Just keep in mind it is a working document that could be revised based on comments, questions.
Yeah. Even after submittal, there can still be revisions, and there will be revisions.
No doubt.
But more of the structural, like, hey, can you clarify this, or, you know, not so much in the changing.
Well, we've all been so busy and so focused on our part of the project. It'd be nice to see all
of it. We've not really gotten to that point of negotiation or going through line by line.
Just another point of clarification. There's two phases. Because I've always been under the impression that it was 13 miles. 700.
Oh, you're asking about our collection? There's a single phase PER that we're going in, phase one.
What's the? Can you speak to what phase? Is that Lake Lemon to Helmsburg?
Yes.
Okay.
Lake Lemon to Helmsburg, and then also to Woodland Lake.
And Helmsburg to Woodland.
Right, I understand the Woodland. I understand, though, because that all goes back to 2017.
Right. But, so there's the whole 13 miles?
There's a central spine or trunk line, if you will,
right,
that runs from both the north shore and south shore of Lake Lemon, continues east to the I think it's the CS equipment.
CNC
equipment, where the two lines would join at another transport lift station, be conveyed the rest of the way to the Helmsburg treatment plant.
Right.
You can say that trunk line is the spine for everything that's west, so we've sized it adequately that lines could run up Cottonwood Road,
Lick Creek Road,
up towards the church camps. It would continue on.
So you go north or south with it.
You're right. The sizing has been done at this time so that as additional funds available in the future, everything is able to add on to what we build
now. So you
now
have capacity.
Okay.
Yeah. That's phase one then, Lake Lemon to Helmsburg.
Correct. And from Helmsburg
east. The whole 13 miles is phase one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the whole 13 miles.
Phase two would be north and south. Phase one is east and west.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thinking big. Remember, there's
that's fair. No, that's good. I should. I just
two sewer districts.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Brown County Regional Sewer District does all not have a wastewater treatment.
I understand that.
It's
right.
Sitting
I understand that. Yeah.
Then continuing from Helmsburg through Bean Blossom up Wooden Lake, we'd have that side is also sized to accommodate going up Railroad Road to Lake LaSalle, Fruitdale in the future.
Right.
The primary line now would include things in Bean Blossom of Brownies, Bill Monroe Music Park, the churches, pass through Bean Blossom.
Right. Okay. I just didn't understand that phase one was the entire 13-mile stretch.
So, Kevin, it's a total of three phases, correct?
Well, no, wait. We're not getting down that rabbit hole in this
thing. It's three PERs. That doesn't mean three phases.
No, I'm talking about the specific collection system.
Right. Eventually, where there is a population center in the two townships, Jackson and Hamlin, that's sized big enough with homes that might need sewer service, our future plans would be additional phases to bring that into what this primary project will cover.
Okay.
And the primary project then going to the regional treatment plant, which also will have the capability to expand its ability to handle more flow as those expansion projects occur. Right now, we don't know where there is a future phase, other than a pretty good idea maybe where phase two might be. Okay. But beyond that, it begins to get into a several years down the road.
And the submission, so everybody's clear, the submission for this two is just phase one.
Just phase
13
one.
Months.
Right. And that's a little over 700 customers outside of Helmsburg, plus the existing Helmsburg group that will make up that service area.
Yeah, I think this might be a good time for me to disclose this, because I don't know if you've disclosed that or not. But Kevin Patrick was just appointed to the Redevelopment Commission. Thank you. Yeah, I really don't have a stuttering problem. Redevelopment Commission. And what we've asked the RDC to do is to work with some of the government departments. So, you know, the assessor's office, some of the offices within the REOC, and work with both Helmsburg and the Brown County Regional Sewer District to really have kind of an extensive focus on the geography and what kind of significant impact that, assuming if this collection system goes in, what kind of an impact is that going to have? How's it going to affect housing? What's the likelihood could have new housing going in, you know, especially that northwest sector of Jackson Township? But we need to explore that. And kind of with the idea of taking a hard look at the comprehensive plan that the county has, our zoning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, kind of a big picture, top down, post this system going in. Okay, so, but the council has requested that of the RDC.
Good.
Okay.
So, Kevin, you're thinking a couple months?
So, back to regroup here, focus. Back to the issue of where you guys are at. You're planning a submittal as early as maybe the end of Wednesday. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
And so the request that Richard just made, we're not going to lose that. Let's roll back to that. When that submittal gets made, would you send us a copy of both those PDRs?
When Todd submits that electronically, he's going to copy us on it, so that at least we then have an electronic copy that we could share out for anybody that makes the request to us.
All right. The Brown County Regional Sewer District Board makes the request.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Formal. Ours won't be Wednesday, but I don't think we're that far along.
And no formal request are required. We're going to send it to you.
Yeah, correct. Because we still have work to do with Reedy, and unfortunately, Caitlin couldn't attend this. She's ill. That's our financial advisor for both groups. But she's been working hard in the last couple of days trying to pull things together, even while being ill. So we'll have our ducks in a row by Friday, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Right. So hopefully, in fact, you'll see it on Friday, but if not, it'll be Saturday, no later than Saturday afternoon. That's our target.
And we have... paper versions are, you know, our hard copies of our PDRs. Anybody is welcome to look at them that is here in this room. I'm not going to give you my copy to take, but if you want an electronic copy, by all means, just let us know and get us your email address, and we will get it to you as soon as the electronic version is sent to us. So.
The point is the PDRs, I'm not going to read the detail, and if I did, I wouldn't understand it like you guys would. The issue for me is, what kind of financing can we put in place to have affordable rates, right? And so I know Reedy's worked really, really hard, especially recently, and that's what everybody's going to care about, right?
Yeah.
Is can the project be done, and if so, what amount of grant versus what amount of loan? And she's doing it, isn't she? You guys, yeah.
And I mean, the thing even for the public to understand, the financial rate, the rate consultant, the numbers they put together in these reports are looking from worst case scenario all the way to hopefully best case scenario on it. So you're going to see a very big range in what your sewer rate can be. But at the same time, this is all so very preliminary, because we're not going to know a single thing until the actual financial, you know, or until the financing people come back to us and say, here's what we can offer to you for a grant, here's what we can offer to you for a loan, and here's what the terms would be. And then once we have that information, we can then say, okay, if we're going to do everything, that means the rate's this. Is that doable? No? Okay, then what do we got to do to try to, on both ends, to say, okay, well, what do we got to do to scale this down to a more reasonable, you know, rate for the users? So like I say, anybody that looks through these, I guarantee you're going to first go to that page and you're going to look at what those rates could potentially be, and you're probably going to panic. But yeah. Don't panic, okay? You know, if you've got questions, by all means, you can ask either boards, and we'd be happy to try to explain it to you, but keep in mind, it's all still preliminary until we actually know from the funding agencies that this is what we can do.
And that's been a little bit of our dilemma over the last several months, is they don't want to have that conversation with us until we get the PER in.
Right.
And in this case, two entities, two PERs. And so we're kind of, what does that mean? You know, trying to listen out one ear and interpret what the direction might be coming to us from the different funders. But it's also helped us in terms of reaching out to as many different potential funding agencies as we can early on. In a week, we're going to have something that then can now go in front of these different groups and start to get them to sit at the same table and talk to us about who can help how, and hopefully start to merge some of those funding pieces into a cohesive funding plan for our project. I want to turn to you, Vic. Is there anything that you want to add to some of this discussion that's been going on?
Let's not forget about the interlocal agreement. If we don't have a contract when we turn in the PR, we're going to have one pretty soon after. So you guys are waiting on those final numbers, you know, for treatment costs, capacity fee, got to have really good numbers to plug in. Both of you guys, we need good communication flowing.
And with regard to that, do we have what we need at this point coming both directions on capacity fee and then rate?
I think we have some numbers, but as Kyle said, I mean, they're still not finalized. So I think we can start talking about some of the items that go into that interlocal agreement and how we might share costs and things like that. But it'll be hard to finalize that document until we have a little bit better understanding of the funding agencies on what they're going to offer.
Well, then let me get both you guys talking to each other for a minute. With regard to setting that discussion up, I know that we can't get real far with SRF until such time as the PERs are in their hand.
Right.
And they've started to make a review of that information. That's going to happen now, soon.
Sure.
And talking to Camille today, that they're not going to waste any time looking at what we're going to get. But I don't know how far along, and Vicki, maybe this is a question to you, how far along they will get typically in a review process that sets a date out there that we ought to be thinking about getting together and starting that conversation in earnest.
I would just advise you do it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So next week.
I would say
as
probably.
As soon as they have numbers, you need to start working.
I guess my suggestion is probably at least, because I know we've got our next normal board meeting is next Wednesday. And then your guys's is not, yours is what, in 3 weeks on Tuesday? Does that sound about right?
Second Tuesday,
whatever that is.
So yeah, so the following Tuesday then after our board meeting. So I'd say, you know, let's start having some discussions that we can then bring up during those at least normal board meetings, and then potentially then we're definitely going to keep doing these joint board meetings, still moving forward on this. So hopefully by our next joint board meeting next month, we've got something more, you know, definitively saying, hey, this is what we're thinking on doing this.
But so you're both turning in applications saying, it's going to cost this much. That has to be decided before you turn it in, whether you have a contract or not. So those things will be decided.
Suggesting we ought to get together. We've missed Monday, but we could do Thursday, Friday.
So what I'm hearing right now is that they're going to say, okay, it's going to cost this much, and you guys are just going to take that number, put it into your study, and turn it in. Is that what I'm hearing?
We got some emails from Caitlin late today that we haven't had a chance to fully digest, so I'm not even sure what's entirely in those. But
I would just say you guys might want to Friday have a meeting.
Is there any reason we couldn't do that and you just hold on your submittal until we sit down on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of this week so we at least have a real clear understanding going forward before the PERs actually both go in the event that there's something out there that we're not catching? That's what worries me, it's something out there that we're not catching. And that's what I'm sort of hearing.
And I understand the frustration. It's typically not done the week of submission.
Here's the dilemma. I can speak for our board. If we aren't able to get the financing package to do a corridor project, we don't want to be in the way of their standalone project because they've got to fix the problem at Helmsburg. Yep. We think the better solution is to do a corridor project which solves Helmsburg's problem and gives us all that expansion and all that utility, right? Right. So I'm assuming that if your PER for a standalone project is denied by the funding sources in favor of the corridor project, you'll support the corridor project.
As it stands right now, we 100% support the corridor.
Yeah. Project. I mean, but you need a fallback if we can't
correct.
Put that together.
That's all it is. That's all, even though I keep saying, like, the smaller one for us is PER1. I'm not, when we say one and two, I'm not saying that that's the priorities at all for us. For us, the corridor project is the thing that makes the most sense, you know, for both parties.
So I think we're aligned there, just getting there, you know.
And so I mean, in doing that, that's, you know, that's what we want to do. The only reason we did the other one was, like you say, worst case scenario, if something just, whatever it might be, funding wise or anything, that the corridor doesn't happen for whatever reason, we at least have, like you say, that other one as our fallback of, well, at an absolute minimum, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, and then I guess numbers wise to me, I get from what Reedy's put together, I mean, I know we sent that over here late this afternoon because she was able to get it to us right before that. I don't know what in those numbers are going to be able to change or modify at this point. I think those have been scrutinized and looked at so closely at this point in time. I think those are what they are. And I know we kind of changed like the percentages of what we looked at of, you know, grant versus, you know, loan. So I mean,
okay. So those are the good best numbers. This is where, is what it's going to cost to treat, and this is what it's going to cost to expand.
So I think if we take those numbers, and then I know you guys got yours on your end for the collection side, and just I mean, I think those are what they are at this point in time. I don't know that we can, you know, chop anything else off
just,
at it.
I'm just frantic because we put all the advisors at great stress this last couple of weeks. Because having three PRs is very confusing. Mm-hmm. But as I think about it tonight, I like it. I learned from a parenting tip from my mother years ago with my children. She didn't ask them if they wanted to bathe. She said, do you want a shower or a bath? And that's essentially what we've done here is, through Helmsburg, we're saying, do you want to help us do a small project or a corridor project, as opposed to no project? Because no is not a good answer, right? So, but it's been very hard to get to this stage, but I like where we're going. I just need to know that if your standalone deal, I guess you're telling me tonight, the corridor projects is our priority.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got just clarification. You test, is the Brown County Regional Sewer District is 600 units? Estimated?
700.
And then so you're 700, and then Helmsburg is 100.
62.
62 plus the...
And actually, we're a little more than a 700.
71.
And they're a little...
So you're 771.
Total.
So you got 700 divided by 771. So the Brown County Regional Sewer District controls 91% of the revenue. Because if you got the debt and you got the grant money, it's the revenue that has to support the debt. Correct? Okay. So that's 91%. Well, I'll tell you where I'm going.
Please.
Now we're getting into the cost of the project. And what I don't know is that if you've got a $50 million cost, and Kevin, maybe you can address this, a $60 million, I'm not trying to ask him for specifics, but let's say it's $60 million. Of that $60 million, how much of that, what percentage of that cost sets inside the treatment facility versus the collection system?
As we've been working for the last 60 days with Reedy, those are the numbers that we've crunched, and as I said before, we just got those final adjusted tweaks from Reedy today. So as far as, you know, how are we going to drill down in those, I can't
tell you. So you don't know if the treatment plant's 60% of the cost or 40% of the cost, or the collection system is...
Talking about capital costs?
Yeah. I mean, what it actually costs to do, because I'm assuming that's what the SRF, that's what they're going to be looking at,
now
right?
Now I know what you're asking. I said, now I know what you're asking. We're sitting at roughly $39 million for collection, and the treatment is roughly $11.5 million.
Okay. So the collection system is a high expense of the overall project, large percentage of the overall project.
It's an expensive little piece of hardware.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then there's a O&M cost. There's O&M cost for...
I understand that. I just went...
That's Helmsburg.
Okay.
And there's an O&M cost for a collection system in Brown County. And what we're working on here is talking about defining what those numbers really are as low as possible, because that O&M and R, there's a replacement cost too. It's been called that asset management plan we're dealing with. That the overall cost, we want to shrink it, get it as absolutely low as we can for what we can control, and that's our design cost and our operating cost.
Right.
Once that package is put together, and that's what we're talking about right here, is putting those two together and getting in front of SRF. They're the one that has the most stringent deadline to us right at the moment. We get it to them by April 1, then we begin working on all of the other potential aids out there.
Yeah, the federal and the grant money, right.
Absolutely.
So you can buy the note down.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
And that's where we've been
now
quite a little while, is working on those two numbers.
Right.
And the question on the table, though, is I want to be sure, because I don't yet, getting Reedy financial stuff at 4 o'clock this afternoon to come to this, and your stuff at whenever that came in today, both of those together is a lot of information to try to comb through and understand it to the point where I agree with it or I have a question with it. Now, I know when I read through that some of this tonight and into tomorrow, I'm going to have some questions. I know he is. And these guys are going to kind of help with that. We need to commit to sit together and make sure that those questions get answered and any that you might generate coming the other way get answered before we send those PERs into the funding agency, because they're going to have questions. And the last thing I would think anyone sitting at this table wants is to have a SRF ask us the question, we go, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. Well, that's just plain old, common, ordinary sense bull. We need to talk about it. We need to make sure we got it understood. And so I propose, and I'm hearing, that sooner than later, that means now, this week. We were going to do it on Monday. We didn't get that chance. Let's do it tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And we'll still make our submittal, and we'll make it with an understanding of all the questions that we can think of have been answered. I would like to set that up right now. And if you can't do it, tell me why.
Is it a full board meeting?
No, we don't need a full board meeting.
We don't have a work session.
We've already identified who our two leads are. That's all we really need. Anybody else wants to join us from the board,
I prefer to be tomorrow that way. If you've got any, if there's any tweaks on either side, we're at least giving our consultants enough time to get stuff done.
I appreciate that.
For Friday.
I was just getting ready to suggest a Thursday morning chat because we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
And I just got your stuff, like I said, came in at 4 o'clock today, so.
And for me, trying to do something more towards an evening time, and I think that even goes for Brian and Sandy if they're able to join in, if we can keep it to an evening, that's going to be a lot better because if it's during the day and it's nice, I need to be out making money and working. So.
Is there a form of interlocutory agreement that the state expects to see from boards?
It's pretty boilerplate.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll bring it. You guys have it.
I think we do.
I'll send this to everybody if you guys have something.
But your point is we really should do it this week.
You're looking at a 40-year commitment. I feel like you should sit in a room together and talk about it.
Due diligence is in order.
Yeah.
3 to 4 days.
Can we do Thursday? Late in the afternoon, early evening, late evening?
I thought he wanted to talk Thursday morning.
I was just putting it out
so
there.
We would need to meet tomorrow night.
What I
not do Wednesday, that's...
I would like to give us a day to look at this.
That's so, what I'm saying.
If it's, oh. So, any time prior to...
But I also don't want to push it till, oops, here it is, 2 o'clock on Friday, we want to make a change.
You got to have time to
be stressed to do it on Saturday.
I don't want to put anybody to that. We can help it.
Amy, I think you can turn in a draft contract, but you've got to know what your numbers are to turn in an application.
Do you want you guys to Wednesday? Wait, I cannot.
I can do tomorrow night.
I can do it.
No,
yeah, you can do it.
But we can just push it. Let's figure it out.
Wednesday evening won't work for me. But if I can convince these two, I can get input to you.
Unfortunately, on jury duty this week.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever time it lets out, I don't get out till it lets out.
Well, my house closes at 4.
Just hang them by.
I wish I could. I've got projects sitting on hold. I need to be making money too, right? I get $40.
Can
a
you
day.
Guys do Thursday morning? Can somebody do Thursday
that.
Morning at all?
I'm in school all day Thursday.
How early can you do Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Clint, how early can you do Thursday morning?
5:30.
I mean, any earlier than that.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. How early?
In the morning?
What do you need?
Anytime, Thursday. I'm going to.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. work for you, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you don't need me there, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
you don't
school.
Work
for
me.
I think it's just going to be a 1
a.m. Do we want to do this face to face or?
Yes.
I think
yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely do.
Is this place available Thursday at 9?
If it's not, I know where we can.
Okay. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure, please.
Kyle, you suggested in there, I think that there are suggested rates. Are you suggesting that there is the potential that current homeowner users will have a higher rate?
It is our goal to not make it higher. But
there is
a slight potential, yes, that they could do it. But it's our goal to try to do everything we can to dial these back and up to where they don't go any higher than they are.
And so since you have offered everyone the ability to look at that, mm-hmm. What is the worst-case scenario percentage increase?
Worst-case scenario is if both sides have to do 100% loan, no grant whatsoever, you're looking at several hundred dollars in sewer.
Non-starter.
Yes, right. If it basically comes back and they say they're not giving us any grant,
then we're band-aiding our plant and going to the next day.
It's not going to happen. But that's a requirement of the evaluation process.
Yeah.
Just clarify.
Yeah. Well, the best case scenario is less than what people are paying now. So it's that.
But that's 10% of the properties, I really don't want to pay several hundred dollars.
Right. That's a non-starter.
So 9 o'clock Thursday is here in Nashville, okay? Can you get over that early? Get up.
Yeah, I start at 6:30.
He'll still be here with the coffee going by the time we roll in.
Yeah. Right.
I'll send out an address to you guys. And we'll just do that. And by that, that gives a chance to actually get Wednesday to actually read these documents and lay them side by side and do some thinking.
Vicki, can you send everybody the boilerplate of this interlocal agreement like tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I was just trying to.
So we can start looking through
that one. And that interlocal, you need to join us, Mr. Hall.
Yeah. Does it do any good or harm to be ahead of April 1st? Is it any better? So it doesn't matter. As long as you get it there April 1st, that's all.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. And we will. I'm very comfortable with this planning that we get done this week. And I appreciate this set of consultants over here, that set down there, including your driver.
Thank you.
And Reedy Financial, because it has been a pusher, not just this week, but for the last month or two.
There's been a lot of hard work going into this project over a long period of time, so I appreciate everybody's input and everybody's hard work that they put into it.
You guys have a manual for putting interlocal agreements together. Aren't you?
And can you perhaps join us? Okay. Questions, comments out there? Mr. Kim.
Completely different subject.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, sorry. With regards to the interlocal agreement, in the last 2 years, what conversations have you all had, both boards, on the topic of consolidating the two regional sewer districts into one regional sewer district?
We've talked about it 3 or 4 times. We're not ready to do it at this point, but if it dictates to do so, we're very willing to do so.
So, I mean, you guys have had discussions on both sides?
When we first got together, that was kind of they were very strong, hey, let's just consolidate now. We can't yet because we had some baggage, some issues that...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I go back 2017.
So we had some things we had to take care of as well. So we weren't ready at that point.
Because for me, an economy of scale, it would make enormous amount of sense once this project's done and you guys are up and running and you're done to consolidate and do 7 board members, however you want to do it, but have one entity.
Yeah, that is on the table.
In all honesty, long term, 30 years in the future, we've got 3 treatment plants in the county.
Publicly owned.
And so to me, why our county, why we couldn't move towards a vision of having a wastewater utility company similar to the Brown County Water Utility Company that owns and manages all of the wastewater treatment plants.
And take over Nauvoo Regional Sewer District.
Yes. Yeah. And Nashville. Just manage it all and try to work to an economy of scale.
Have it all in one. Nauvoo is...
Because I did. We did have a conversation earlier this afternoon and I'll kind of... But the health department has got enough room in their building for you guys to have your office and your employees and to where you get your own phone lines and where you can look and run like a regular business, right?
You don't like our phone lines?
So that's my hope is that if this thing does come to fruition, because my concern with it is, it's one thing to ask for it and do all the work to get it all up and running, but it's another issue for phase 2, for phase 3, and trying to be very proactive as a county in managing our growth, because we do have growth every year.
So we did push for consolidation a year or so ago, and Helmsburg asked us to back off, and they were right, because we didn't have anything together. Now we're presenting a corridor project. The corridor project goes through affordable rates, it makes a ton of sense. If we can't get the corridor project,
They got to do their backup project,
Yeah, so that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So
and that makes sense. I'm good with that.
So I poked pretty hard a year ago and I stopped because...
Yeah, that's fair.
Why if we can't do the quarter?
Yeah, but if you guys can pull this thing off and pull the rabbit out of the hat and get this thing up and running.
We started down that path and I'd want Ellsworth to have heavy concentration on the board because they'd have the plan.
Yeah, I'm just concerned 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road because I think it's should have a huge positive. Hopefully, if we as a county manage it properly, it'd be a very positive impact, especially on that northwest quadrant.
Novo has been mentioned in the last couple of weeks. I mean, there's a lot on the table.
Yeah,
I think the big thing that you should shoot for, and when you do that, even looking countywide and controlling it, is I think you're going to get the biggest benefit if a majority of that board is actually people paying the sewer bill. Not necessarily just people that are in the county.
They got to have skin in the game.
Exactly.
They got to have skin in the game. They 100%. Don't have any skin in the game.
I mean, it makes sense to potentially have some that they may not be paying a sewer bill, but they've either got particular knowledge in that field or something like that.
Yeah,
that
but
makes
you guys
sense.
Can
maybe
put that in your bylaws, that the bylaws state that you have to be a... Because I can't sit on the board. Well, I can... Because actually, the Brown County Water Utilities got their bylaws set up that way. I can apply to sit on the board, but I have to be a member of the Brown County Utility Committee.
Before we get too far away, everybody gets up, please. Jerry, you're back there.
Yeah.
You want to? Do you have anything further you want to add, or questions, or anything that we need to address?
I don't believe so. But guys are beating the path down the road.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Gary.
Looking good.
Excellent. Anything else?
Yeah, I got a question. Public hearings.
Right.
When were they required to have a public hearing on these PRs? Is there a date?
Here's what SRF has told us, and here's what our plan is to accommodate what they told us. That when we submit our PER, they need to be advised that we are planning a public hearing within the next 2 or 3 months following that submittal. And we will put that in our submittal letter. That's exactly what will happen.
Okay. And then the foundation for your public hearings or the projects is your wastewater master plan, the watershed study. You're going to have a public presentation on that so people understand the foundation for the PERs?
Well, we'll discuss that during the public hearing.
And then that gets back to the council. And Jerry, you said you identified an interest in having a public meeting on those master plans. We put over $100,000 into those things.
Sure.
I know we had a matching grant from the county, and yet no public meeting to at least make people aware what the total concept for this wastewater strategy is going to be. And I think that would play to you guys also, Kevin. It's like, what is the master plan for the county? So, is that on the table to have a meeting, or is that you're going to stick with...
You ask that every time.
Not every time. I keep notes, so I don't ask that every time.
Anyway.
Rich, please.
No, I can't answer, but just not bicker.
I don't want to bicker. What I want to say is what I've said before, that we have it on our website. We have prepared... In fact, that gentleman right over there helped prepare it, a video program that would serve as a person standing in front of a board presenting it. And we have asked for anyone that has questions with respect to that presentation or anything about it to get in touch with us, advise us, and we can answer. So to construct a new meeting, we just don't have that in our plan at this point.
All right. Gary, Jerry, you guys good with that? The online presentation? Got a question? Send it to email.
I'm going to step in here for a minute, if I may, and I want to go back. In 2018, I facilitated the economic development plan for Brown County, and it took me 18 months. And prior to us, we got an OCRA grant for $50,000. It took me 18 months to facilitate the economic development plan with Thomas P. Miller and Associates.
That was for Ellsberg, wasn't it?
No, it was for the county. It's a county economic development plan. And because we got, the commissioners received a $50,000 grant, is how we funded it. but I had to facilitate it with the consultants. Before we started the project of that, Tim and I agreed to put together a, you know, I think it was 36 and 38 page PowerPoint presentation. And we went out and had a 3-month roadshow. And we had, it was September, October, and November. Yeah, September, October, November. We have 4 townships. We went to all townships twice in that 90-day period. Because what we wanted to do is take a very proactive approach, kind of give them a broad overview of the data on the county to get some feedback from them, from what their concerns were, so we could take that information and then relay it on and, you know, use that and input it in the county to the consultant that did the economic development plan. This project is probably one of the most expensive projects this county has ever taken on. I'm going to guess. I don't know. But I have no idea if that claim is accurate or not. But it's a big deal for Brown County. I don't know if Brown County has ever spent $60, $70 million to do a project like this before. All right? And so I think it would behoove all of us, and it'd be in the best interest of the county, if we put together and work together collectively to put together a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation of some sort, okay, to where we could take it out. And if anything, it's goodwill to those in the county that here's what's going on. You know, there's the old saying, you know, if you don't, you know, those that have nothing to hide, hide nothing. So I don't know that there's anything that needs to be hidden on this whole thing, right? So to me, I would really encourage, you know, us to really take all of us, the commissioners, the council, the Brown County Regional Sewer District, the Helms Regional Sewer District, to look at the calendar and kind of map out, you know, let's have some public meetings, let's promote them, and let's do that.
Let me answer that.
Okay. That's all.
What you're saying is in our plan. We've already talked about
it
here.
Okay, I don't know that. I don't have anything. I don't have anything in writing.
Well,
so.
No, we haven't submitted this.
All right.
Okay. So our website is pretty darn good. And our
I've been to your website.
Of our board manages it and is pretty impressive. So our strategic plan is on the website. Our water study presentation is on the website. And we decided at our last meeting we could do a better job of advertising the website through local media. So we have a formal board resolution to put some kind of banner ad in the paper, figure out what Matt can do through social media, maybe even reach out to newspapers that serve the Lake Lemon area. So very much understand what you're saying. It just takes a lot of
money. I understand that. But that's...
that presentation you wanted... We tried to do that several months ago, and there are just so many hours in a day, so all the efforts have been devoted to the PERM, but don't disagree.
There is great benefit to hear questions from the public and
yes.
the responses,
yes.
and that has been, when you were doing those presentations, there was great presentations and great community participation and great answers to questions, but unfortunately, this county has lost the ability to do those in a pleasant manner, in a constructive manner.
We're certainly not opposed. It's just, you know, the cart before the horse. Yeah.
And
you know,
I can help with that.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, too, that when this was closing out, we had COVID restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just as try as I wanted to have this wonderful, grandiose public meeting and discussion, we couldn't. It wasn't a choice. It was a couldn't.
Yeah, and I'm not bringing this up to put you on the defensive. Couldn't. I'm not bringing it up to put you on the defensive.
We,
it's just,
we have the information in the website. Now we have to drive eyeballs to the website, and there'll be a time and place to do the public presentation.
And it will happen after we have something to present. Right now, we don't. The PDRs, when they get finished, now become something that we take forward and discuss and get out there. And we've been plotting the planning activity of how do we do that in April, May, and June coming up. And part and parcel with that will be the behind the scenes why. And that gets into the explanation of both wastewater study that we did and a strategic plan that we did. The thing that we couldn't put out to the public in a big public meeting because of COVID.
Well, first of all, you guys, neither one are in a position to do any sort of public meeting right now because it's too early in the process. Okay?
Thank you.
Once you get further along in this process to where you've got the data, you've got the number, you know how the deal's beginning to put together, right? And if that's later this fall or whenever, I'm just trying to advocate that we do, at some point in time, a series of meetings.
We will.
That's it. That's all. So I'm not, not trying to throw you under the bus. Or
just to, I'd like to throw this little bit in here.
It's timing. Right.
There is a guideline here from the Indiana Finance Authority, Clean Water Revolving Loan Fund Guidelines for doing a project. If this is available online, and the public participation when it comes to the PERs, PERs are part of a triad, if you will, triad of the preliminary engineering report, the environmental, and the financial. Okay, you have to have all those things together and at least preliminarily hashed out. So the financial meshes with the environmental impact, those two mesh with the environment. It's a vicious circle, okay? But to the regard of whether or not we are should have had a public hearing before we turned the PER in, it's very clear that in Section 6.8, they specifically define what you will have at a public hearing, and that is present a copy and or any other documents reasonably describing the proposed project at that public hearing. We can't go in there and just say, hey, let's build, you know, to use a new highway analogy, if we're just going to build a road from Nashville to Martinsville, well, we'd have the gymnasium full of people wanting to know what's going on, and we wouldn't be able to answer a single question. So we will have the answers through the PERs, through our collection PER, through the environmental assessment that's already been done, through the financial analysis that Reedy's done. The last thing we want to do as any engineering company with any board is not answer someone's question when they ask it, okay? And that's, I'm going to quit talking.
Well, the wastewater strategy is different than the PR, but my final question is, on the total cost, we're looking at $39 million for the your PER, for the county PER, and the $11.5 million was what? Where'd that come in?
That's the treatment.
That's just you guys? Is that on both? Is that on just the PER number two to support that project?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're...
No, you don't have to add the two together.
It's an either
they're
or.
They're both standalone projects. They're both standalone costs.
Okay.
So basically, the treatment plant that is needed to be able to handle both ECRSD's flows and our current flows is
in the $11.5 million. So that's both PERs.
Yes.
Okay, great, thanks.
We have dialed that, I know, because at the last meeting we were throwing around a number of about $17 million.
Yeah.
We've dialed down the size of the treatment plant.
Okay, because
to be
of
able
phase
to try
one,
to bring those costs and everything down.
Because of the phase one versus
right.
phase two? Yeah. Okay, wondered what accounted for that.
So we're only basically designing a plant right now to only handle their phase one of the collection and what our current, you know, uses
this. Okay. Is it true? I heard that. Is it true that the plant you guys are putting in that you can like add on?
Yes, it's very easily expandable. Yeah. Okay. The treatment plant that was the recommended alternative that we've gone with, capital cost wise, isn't the cheapest.
Right.
But operation and maintenance and replacement cost is the lower.
Okay.
So we're spending a little bit more money up front.
Makes sense.
To have something that is easily expandable, but then at the same time is a lot less on our operation.
And then as needed, we can add capacity.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So
we're hoping that's super attractive to the funding agencies.
Yeah.
In theory, it should be.
Right. Yeah.
But who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, because my concern is just that, you know, we were, according to the APC, I went back and pulled all the data that we're having, around 75 new building permits, residential building permits a year. Now, whether or not those homes are actually getting built, I don't know. Mike, you can probably speak more to it than I. But my assumption is, as we go in with this collection system and get that system set in over that 13-mile area, that very well likely we could see some growth going on in that northwest, I'm assuming, probably that northwest area of Jackson Township, right? And so my concern is what are we doing, you know, as far as zoning and the Area Planning Commission and our comprehensive plan to manage growth? Because the fear that I have is I don't want to see the county end up with this growth that just runs wild, and we end up sacrificing the very thing that we value about living in Brown County. So vis-a-vis, yeah. Well,
so this is interesting, and I don't want to debate with Tim tonight, but the focus has been cleaning up our waterways. So
yeah.
I've never looked at the sewer projects as a growth component. It's just cleaning up our waterways.
Yeah.
Well, Richard, so we all come from different.
Yeah. Well, and see, the other thing too that I'm not here. This is a big assumption on my behalf. Is that, you know, when I look at the state of Indiana and look at the 92 counties and I look at this 316 square mile little box, right, and this little green, that's the greenest box in the state of Indiana, and we sit smack dab in the middle of over 500,000 people, my assumption is that if you go forward over the next 30 years, that we may be sitting on top of the most valuable real estate in the state of Indiana. And if we are, because the other thing that we're kind of looking at doing the research is we're trying to do the research to figure out who owns Brown County. And that's the reason that's important for the funding side on the council is the income. Where's the revenue? How much, who's paying the property taxes? Who's paying the income taxes, right? And one of the concerns I have is I think what we may very well likely find is that Brown County is essentially owned by the majority of people that live outside the county right now.
Yeah. I haven't considered any of those factors.
Well, and what I don't know is if the people in Brown County want Brown County to basically turn into nothing more than a tourist county with a bunch of outside transient people rolling in and out on the weekends, and then we end up with very few people that actually call Brown County home. You know, this is where they're raising their kids, and this is where they live.
Well, let's move that to the RDC.
But that's all tied in with this septic system.
Anything else?
Just my final comments. The greater context is what Jim was referring to is when you're talking master plan, be it the wastewater and a county comprehensive plan, that's your vision for the county for the future, and we can back into it, you know, kind of half-assed. But anyway, that's the context for the. For your plan, and you think, well, gee whiz, we'll worry about that later. Well, it's too late about that time. That's the whole point in planning. And Richard, your point on the waterways, that's the disconnect I saw on the online presentations. On the strategy it had that 100% of the E. coli was being caused, human caused, I think.
No. You got to have just...
I don't have that. I have a quote.
Absolutely incorrect.
We're not debating that.
Well, okay.
I'm just then look at my perspective on this project had to do with the waterways, not with development.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That's been our whole board's focus, is cleaning up the waterways. Yeah. So,
you know, I mean, I've had people tell me, is it true that, what happens to me if I go swim in Lake Lemon this summer?
You will.
Am I going to get sick?
Well, I don't know if you get sick, but my kids were not allowed to swim off my dock.
I'll call you tomorrow.
To answer that, Jim.
Yeah.
Brian just so happens to have this little summary page from IU Speeding here. Every year, if you were in the Knob Creek discharge area, you would experience anywhere from
west
10 to 100 times the State Health Department minimum safe contact for E. coli.
10 to 100 times?
Yeah. So that's not the subject matter for tonight's meeting.
No,
that we adjourn this meeting, put all the advisors and representatives back to work because we've got a big deadline on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
There's a second. You guys agree?
Yeah. Perfect. Well, thanks for all
your... Now, this board needs to activate for just a second because we need to, we might design based on whatever motion. You got a motion?
No.